went on, we went until very late on the time, and here we are, still in one piece. We'll get a time where we are going to share what we have learned from Geneva with the whole committee. And actually, we will be saving ourselves, because if we do not adhere to these resolutions and conventions at the UN, there is something called the ILO, there is something called the tribunal, and you don't want to appear before the tribunal. I saw what happened to Zimbabwe and what happened to Swaziland. So we need to do the right things in this country, but do them the right way. Thank you very much. Let's look at the report, page 1. Introductions and on page 1. Honorable William.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, are we going to go like page 1, page 2, page 3? Because some of my contributions to this report go throughout the document. So would you like me to give them now, or shall I wait until another page?
No, if there's something you want to comment on when we get to that page, we'll do it, because I want us to.
Okay.
And then later when we are through, we can all have a discussion about the document.
So on page 1, with regard to 2.2, inspection and enforcement services, it talks about to promote gender equality and empowerment for women. And I think that our report in general is very much, it talks about the department should do this and the department should do that. We need to be more hectic with the way in which we give this report. For instance, we shouldn't say they should do anything. We should say they must do stuff. Because if we give them a choice, it's like they should do it. So it's a bit iffy. We should try and enforce this stuff, and that goes throughout the whole report. So, for instance, when it comes to equity and women in, empowerment, they're failing it to do this in the country in general. And so we need to specify these more things that they're really failing at. We need to start saying, well, what are you doing to give women positions in senior management in companies in South Africa? We need to be very specific on that, or else they're just going to, you know, waffle through it and hide it away somewhere. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no thanks. That is the may be replaced with the
must.
Yeah, with the must.
Should
with must. Are we together? Yeah, with the master. And let's keep in mind that this is a report of what has actually happened. This is a post-mortem. We're doing a report of what has happened, not what is going to happen. I think there will be on the side of recommendations where we say, this is then what we need to do going forward. Okay. Page 2. Let's move on to page 3. Page 3. We move on to page 4. From page 4 to page 5, William.
Page 5, Chairperson. This is an example of that. The last bullet point says, furthermore, these are recommendations to the department. Furthermore, the department should consider the prospect of including domestic workers as beneficiaries in the compensation fund. So we've been very wishy-washy here. We must say the department must include domestic workers as beneficiaries in the compensation fund.
We can't say that they must do that. It's against the law. If we want to do that, we must say that we would request the department to get the law amended. We can't they can't provide a service which is illegal. So what we can do, and I agree with the point that we must get domestic workers onto the compensation fund, that I agree with it. But the way you word that is to say that the department must go and submit an amendment to the relevant legislation, because you can't just provide the service. That would be breaking the law.
That is loud and clear.
Yeah.
Nyakemba, you know those things, comma?
You remember, Nyakemba, you said if I started the grammar, we're going to be out till lunchtime,
remember? Yeah, let's not deal with the grammar. No, in fact, it always started with the grammar. But I think I agree with him, sir, that currently the legislation is not covering the especially UIF and compensation, is not covering the domestic workers. But I think the convention was said, but at the same time, the strategic plan that was presented by the department, the issue of domestic workers, including with the civil servants, is there in order for them to be covered by that. I think we if we can move in that direction, because it needs an amendment of the current legislation.
Both of you have captured it correctly. Lubo, we have to rework that line, saying that we need to amend legislation to ensure that vulnerable workers are covered. Because that we define vulnerable workers as being farm workers and domestic workers. We move on to page 6. Page 6. You have Honourable Williams.
Thank you, Chairperson. Again, the shoulds must change. Yeah. I think we can just say all the where it's possible, the shoulds must change to must.
Yeah, but we must ensure that there is proper. When we say we're enforcing something, it's a must. We must show that we are backed up by legislation so that we don't make the same mistake with the other one. Earlier, page 7.
Hey, person, if I could just say, I think that this is much better. The first draft, it was fine except for this section. This last section on the recommendations, and we only had one recommendation, if you remember, and that was the source of our concern. And I think, thanks to the Secretary, this is a much better proposal, and I think we can support this. So I'm much more happy with the report now, because it doesn't just give one little proposal. It now gives a raft of proposals, and it deals with many of the things we talked about in that committee. So I'm much happier with this. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. I think Ollis is moving for adoption.
No. Yeah.
But he's afraid to say so.
I hereby move for the adoption of the report as amended with that paragraph on page 4.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think we must also compliment the entire staff, the secretary, the researcher. Remember in the last meeting we said they need to come together and work on making sure that they improve the recommendations in particular, including with the body of the report itself. By so doing, I don't like to second all this. All this must always second me.
Make an exception today.
But however, that's for today. We have made history today. Nyakemba is seconded Ollis. No, no, Honorable Ollis was going to, you see, he's still having a problem switching languages.
Oh, yeah.
From French and German. And some Baruski, you know. So that's why he couldn't say I second. He was looking for the right word in French, in English. Thank you very much.
Chair, never let him speak French. Never.
Can we move on to the minutes of the last meeting? But you know what the Honorable Nyakemba said? I think we need to, you know, reiterate those words. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is a very good document. It further proves that if you work together, we're going to save a lot of time, you know. Working together will produce better reports. Because the reports are not individual reports. When the report is out, it belongs to the committee. So you can't say that is my part, that one is so-and-so's part. The parts don't belong to political parties. Here, we are one, you know. We have our focus is focusing on improving lives of the most vulnerable people, the workers out there. And that if our staff can work jointly like this, consult each other, we'll definitely do better in the future, starting from today onwards. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Can we move to the page of the minutes? A minute of minutes, too. Yeah, only two sets of minutes. Yeah, Gemba, this is no time to exercise your French lessons.
It's a more.
The first batch of minutes are minutes of the 25th May, 2010.
The Democratic Alliance moves the adoption of the minutes.
Let us look at page one. No, no, you can't move before we go through the minutes. Page one. Page two. Page three. But I just want to say one little thing. We need to have matters arising, you know, captured somewhere in the minutes, if there is any, you know. And then action is for who. So that I think our format needs to be, we need to revisit the format of the minutes. If you write them, then you pick matters arising. And then these are the people who are supposed to do 1, 2, 3. You know what our responsibilities are here. There are people who are in the management committee. We've got the chairperson, we've got the whip. And, you know, I think we need to do them that way. That will be enough.
And I want to suggest that we must, every time when we start a meeting, also look at matters under the scenario. Because we, you know, some of us might be having very serious
problems that we'd want to share with the committee, like loss in the family and so on, and it's not catered for. Yeah. I think we said in our meeting that we need to, was it in this meeting? I attend so many meetings, I don't know. That we should have correspondence as a standing item on the agenda. That it will help us whenever there is anything that is important or that is interesting to members, that we read it out as correspondence. So let's have correspondence as a standing item on the agenda. And then announcements, if they are any. But those two should be standing items on the agenda. We are through with the last page. Any mover? Honorable Nyagema.
On behalf of the ANC. I move the minutes. All you can second is fine.
Is there any agreement on this one? Honorable Olis?
The 1 in 4 party will second this amendment.
The 1 in 4? Let's move for a second, okay. Thank you very much. This minutes are adopted and will be signed accordingly. The next minutes of the 31st of May. The 31st of May used to be Republic Day, eh?
Yes.
What was the old 31st May, was it? You were too young, but you know, since of many years ago.
I just saw people in coffee marching, I can't remember anything else.
Okay, let's look at page 1 of the minutes of the 31st of May. Page 2, with Honorable Madisha. Page 2. Page 3. The agenda 15 pages. Any mover? Is there a problem with something, Dr. Beck?
I don't know. They're having a three-year focus here. Yeah.
I don't have discipline.
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 You're nationalist, but no women.
Any mover for the adoption? That the winner move.
I move that the minutes be adopted.
Yeah.
You were forgotten, eh?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
Honorable Nagembo.
Because this Honorable Boy Namo, I second.
It has to be something about the minutes, not the movers. Thank you very, very much. Let me thank the member from Home Affairs again.
Thank you very much.
You made us look very good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And the ladies and gentlemen on my left. Grazie. Correspondence. No, I'm just waiting for you so that we do the correspondence. We have one apology. Is it only one? Yeah, there's one apology from the Manamena. And then there's a letter here from the UN Women Caucus. It's not the caucus, actually. It's the UN Head of Women at the UN. These are the old ladies that I met at the ILO. So during my interaction with them, we agreed that they said that they'll send us correspondence so that they can come and talk to us about joint operations on some issues. But the main content of the letter, I'll just read just one line. By the advice of Mr. Mkhize, UN Women kindly request a meeting with the Portfolio Committee to outline number of possibilities to collaborate with the committee to accelerate UN Women's Work Plan on addressing sexual harassment in the world of work. So there's sexual harassment coming our way. The discussion.
You have to be addressing it, it's not an opportunity for you to engage in it.
Oh, I thought maybe. I can see where so much.
I'm going to make copies of this letter and then give it to members. And then anyone who wants to give input on this or any suggestion, bring them to Lord and or Shamil.
No, I just check one thing, Chair. I'm not sure whether I didn't hear you correctly. We're saying as advice for Ms. Mkhize or Mr. Okay.
Okay.
Because we've got also Kabazela here, you see. That's why I was asking, who is the researcher? okay, now it's
there.
No, I was asking, I heard you say
Mr.
They're not
gender confusion. Oh, God. Mr. Mkhize is with us here in the house. I don't care how they relate.
You must take notice of the fact that the Communist Party in this committee are not regular. They are always absent.
I'm sorry, Jefferson.
No.
No. The committee here.
This is not Manamela, I think. This is one of our biggest committees. It's undercover at the moment.
Where do I get your contact details?